Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Good to see everybody. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with all you lovely folks. You'd never guess his favorite collegiate team from the variety of clothes he wears, but rooting for the Cowboys is something he gladly declares. It's producer Eddie.
Yeah, I do have a Cowboys hat and the Florida State shirt, so yeah.
All the free stuff we get from doing too much excess. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so recently, Bones, you said that you've been getting some sleep for the first time in your life, and you're actually dreaming, which is really, really cool. So I want to know, like, are you having the dreams that we've had our whole life? Like the ones, you know, where you show up to class and you're like naked and everyone laughs at you.
That's interesting.
What? Like, you have that dream?
Everyone has.
The cliche dreams of it could be like teeth falling out, show up to class naked, that kind of stuff.
Correct. Are you flying? Have you flown yet?
No. I had mentioned on yesterday's show, I think I was having a dream. I'm having so many dreams now that I have a CPAP that I don't even remember them all.
Wow.
Because my wife woke me up because I was shaking my legs so hard and apparently like crying in my sleep. Like, I don't remember that dream. And I think, and maybe you guys will know this because you've been able to dream, that you only remember maybe your last dream.
Yeah. There's been some nights though where you have that long dream that lasts the entire night.
So what's funny is Jake Owen, one of my good friends, singer, he sent me this voice memo. I've not listen to it, but it's about that because he was having some sleep issues too. Hold on, let me play it.
Yo, checking in. Gotta know how the sleep is going. How's this machine working for you? I did notice in one of your posts that you switched over to a over-the-nose mask mouthfeel.
There you go. He keeps going with that. I do have that the seal wasn't exactly right in my mouth, so I'm back to just the nose for now, but I am dreaming, and the dreams that I have most are often dreams about work.
Oh, no.
Like good things about work? Or
mostly stuff I needed to do. Oh. And I wake up and I'm like, oh, those are the things I needed to do. But I never slept well. I haven't slept well in like 10 years, but I'm finally getting those consistent dreams. That machine works pretty good.
That's really cool, dude.
Mm.
Because in the past, you've always been like, we don't talk about anybody's dreams. Who cares about your
but
dreams?
But I don't bring my dreams in still.
Well, you should.
I don't talk about my fantasy football team. I don't talk about my dreams. Nobody cares about either one of them.
Okay.
You know, unless we're doing a topic about what specific dreams mean, I'm good. But thank you for asking.
Yeah, man.
I need to respond to Jake, too. I forgot about that until you brought that up. All right, moving on. Here's a guy. This next person was challenged to be kind for 2 weeks, and he's good at getting people upset when he speaks. It's Lunchbox.
I'm just wondering if I get this next gig, am I allowed to take time off the show? I'm asking for permission before I apply.
What gig, though?
I got an email saying, presenting, are you smarter than a celebrity? An exciting reimagining of the popular game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That's fun. Yes, you can go play that game. It's a game show. You'll be gone 2 days.
But where?
Who cares?
I don't know. It says,
are you the celebrity? Probably not. You're the person they want to.
Yeah, you're just playing the game.
You're going to
It says,
go ahead.
Been reinvented with a class of celebrities instead of kids.
No, I think you're
host
one of the
name coming soon. For more info to apply, click the button below. That means I'm the
celebrities don't apply to be a celebrity. They get approached because they're a celebrity. I think they want people to apply to be the game against the celebrity.
And you can't do that because they're looking for kids.
No,
they're not.
No, they're looking for non-celebrities to play against celebrities.
Oh.
But he thinks it's because he's a celebrity.
Yeah, it says celebrity, so I'm assuming they're wanting me celebrity panel.
It could be.
No.
They would never send a blank email and go, click here to apply and see if you're a celebrity.
Right.
But I think you should apply to be on the show. I think you'd be a great game show contestant. And you for sure could have a couple days off to go and do that. No doubt.
But that's tough, though, Bones, because he's a celebrity, and he's going to go play against another celebrity.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Rocking a hard place, man. Like,
I'm very confused.
Are you looking? We're looking for a studio. It was a studio audience. It's not even to play the game, for the most part.
No, I think you have a studio audience email.
Dude, read the emails.
Eddie, what does it say?
It says, presenting, Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? An exciting man.
I just read that.
This is for a non-union studio audience. Taping gives $100 for 5 to 6 hours. They want you to be in the audience, not even a
contestant. Get paid to be in the audience?
Extra.
What in the world? But why does it say celebrities?
Because the name of the show is Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Yeah, so I thought they wanted me to be the celebrity. I thought maybe they heard easy trivia.
We've even offered Lunchbox like a week off to go and try to be on game shows, and he hasn't even taken up.
I've said, let's go.
Yeah. But you just say, let's go. But
Scoop is supposed to line it up.
Amy, you ready for yours? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She likes to drink iced coffee on the daily, and she has 2 adopted children from Haiti. It's Amy!
So I follow Anna Voss on Instagram.
By the way, she's a new artist. She's been on this show. She did the cover, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Yeah.
Yeah. So she posted this story about how at her show she plays a song called Didn't Even Date. And it's a personal story to her about getting ghosted by this guy. And afterwards, she's selling merch and doing whatever after the show. People come up and tell her, but it's mostly women or girls, they come up and they're like, oh my gosh, that song resonates with me, blah, blah, blah. Well, one night she had this man come up to her and he was 78 years old. And he said, hey, I got to tell you, your song Didn't Even Date really resonated with me. My wife of 50 years passed away. So I reconnected with my high school girlfriend and we were writing letters, like actual handwritten letters in the mail back and forth to each other for a year. And then they made a plan to meet up with each other. So he went, I don't know what town, but he had to travel. He got a hotel, got flowers, then went to the destination where he was supposed to meet her. And she didn't show up.
Oh, people are ghosting in the 70s? Wow. But maybe it's like dead ghost.
Whoa.
Like she died.
Like she died.
She could have passed away.
So
right.
Oh, what about that?
Like a real ghost. Yeah. And she was just like, I don't know that I'll ever be able. She's like, I can't. She's like, I got ghosted 6 years ago and I'm still singing and writing about it.
And this guy's
78 and just got ghosted for the first time. And what do you do with that? I just thought it was a crazy story.
Just try to see if she's dead. Because what
if she just got cold feet, man?
Like something happened.
Yeah.
No, because you're dead. That's what happens to your body. Your body gets cold, your feet. That sucks.
I know.
You would think someone wouldn't do that. Unless she got sick or something.
Right.
That's got to be that.
She might have broke a hip.
Well, and who knows? Because
do you know the end of the story? Did she ever contact him back? Or is she just completely gone?
I don't know the update. It's just something Anna was sharing about
that's tough.
That song.
Yeah, I mean, I got catfished a couple times in my life, but never ghosted. I'd rather been ghosted than catfished, I'm being honest with you. Raymundo, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's the man of a million dreams, and he's well-rested, it seems. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I would like to say this. I am not able to let my dogs out in the backyard and will not be able to for the next couple of months. We have a little side yard they can go to. It's fine. But we are finally getting our pickleball court built. It's taking forever. And as long as the weather's good, they can continue building it. But I would like to let our audience in on a little joke that we're going to play. So before I could get someone to do the pickleball court, I thought, why don't I get it started by getting on YouTube and learning how to build a pickleball court? And I'll just build it myself, which would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
But it would have been hilarious. So we've hired this company to come out and they're building it. But Eddie will come over and we'll, and our friend Ben Rector will come over. We'll work out 3 times a week or so at the house. We're going to start taking pictures back there like we're building it. And just the scene, and so just play along if you're a listener and be like, you guys are doing a great job.
I love it.
So we're going to go, we'll have like a shovel on our shoulder another day of building the pickleball court. So I just want our listeners that are listening to this segment only or on the podcast to play along with it. Much like, and I'll say it again, the O-Town bit that's gone on for years. I was never really in O-Town. I said it one time as a joke. And listeners jumped in and were like, man, we used to love you in O-Town. So now what we're going to do is be professional pickleball court builders.
Okay.
And it's going to be perfect.
It's going to be the best pickleball court you've ever seen. Like, the bit is going to be we're watching it on YouTube and we're building this pickleball court.
Now, other average men are going to try to build pickleball courts.
That's a joke. And then we want to see all the lumpy courts that get made.
Okay.
We're so inspiring people.
Play along if you see us. Don't be like, dude, there's no way you did that. Play along. And for people that do that, check them. Be like, no, there is. I remember when he posted his stories about when they were pouring the concrete.
Okay.
It's all a joke. We're on together, okay? All right, let's go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I work in the office at a family business, and my boss just hired his teenage nephew to work with me. This kid is the worst. He's entitled. He's lazy. And it seems like he doesn't even want to be there. My boss is expecting me to help get this kid started, teach him the ropes, but the kid has no interest. I'm having to walk a narrow path here, being nice to this kid and doing right by my boss. I feel like it might be me who ends up losing out in the situation. What should I do? Signed, Office Drama. Here is the answer. You should treat the kid like stupid royalty for a while. He's going to end up getting out anyway. If he doesn't want to do it, eventually he's going to back himself out. He's like, this sucks. You don't want to be the person in a family business that isn't super supportive of the other family members, even though it sucks.
Right.
It's unfortunate. And it's like that you have to even train the kid.
I bet so many people deal with this.
You can stand up for yourself, be like, I don't want to train this little idiot. But if you do, that's the family member of the boss.
Oh, that's tough.
I mean, see it as a challenge to maybe train him and train him well. And then you can be proud of yourself. And then I'm sure your boss would be proud of you too.
The kid's not going to last. So just know that. Do your best job. Sometimes in life, we have to do things that we don't like and that aren't comfortable. And if they get so uncomfortable, we don't do them. Hopefully we back away. But I don't think this is going to be so uncomfortable that you need to back away from it. He's going to flame himself out. If he's as idiot as you say he is, idiots usually do idiot things eventually. That sucks. And I hate that that's happening, but it's hilarious. You see The Office where Michael Scott's nephew comes in and he's like, terrible.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, I would train the nephew with every morsel in your body. I would train that nephew. Oh. So he goes back to his Uncle Jim. He's like, yeah, she's really great.
I mean, when I worked at my dad's place, like, they treated me really nice. All the other coworkers.
Of course.
But I was terrible. I didn't know what I was doing.
Exactly. She's training Eddie right now.
Exactly. Same
all right,
deal.
Good luck. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
On the phone right now, Mr. Romance. Mr., I'm just showing love in every way possible. Mr. Trucker Joe is on the phone.
Hey!
Mr. Trucker Joe, who sent flowers to Amy for her birthday. Very sweet.
So
Mr.
Nice.
Trucker Joe called and said, what up to Abby? Very sweet. Although I probably wouldn't have tried them both in the same room. But I hear you. Trucker Joe, welcome to the show.
Morning, Bobby.
Morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning. What would you like to say, Trucker Joe?
Well, I wanted to say some stuff today with Abby. I just called and said she was sexy in a video.
What?
You said the L word back then, and you try to hook us up.
Yeah. You called to tell Abby that you thought she was sexy in a video that
she
secretly sent you, or a video was on the internet?
Raymundo's video.
Raymundo being sexy?
Oh, yeah, the vacation.
Vacation.
Got it. Okay. And so then I was like, you should go on a date. Okay, got it. Well, then Amy got flowers from you for her birthday, which we thought was super kind. What inspired you to do that?
It was her birthday.
Yes. That's all I need to know. All right.
That's it, man. What else you want?
I mean, are you shooting your shot with Amy?
No, I don't shoot my shot with flowers or calls.
What do you shoot your shot with?
I shoot my shot in person.
Oh, well you know where we are.
You going to be in town?
No, I'm not in town right now. Oh, I'm in Maryland.
Okay. Well,
thank you for the flowers, Trucker Joe. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
She's been bragging about you to everybody. Well, listen. I owe you one date with Amy, so whatever.
Oh, yeah.
One date with Amy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't accept. Okay, off the table. No, off the table.
He
just missed it. No, he just missed it. Deal got...
I mean, he sounded hesitant.
No, my problem is I would like to get to know somebody and be friends before I start a relationship.
Deal. 1 week with Amy of being friends.
That's why I've been single for 9 years. It's hard for me to trust people. I had my ex-wife, my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, and my ex-fiance.
Oh, boy.
all cheated on me.
Oh,
at
no.
the same time? Mm-hmm. You had all three of those going at the same time?
No.
Oh, because that would have been cool. He had an ex-wife and a ex.
That makes sense. That's
We appreciate your kindness, Trucker Joe. All kidding aside.
Amy wouldn't do that.
No, Amy wouldn't. Oh. There's one thing Amy wouldn't do is cheat on Trucker Joe. You wouldn't write that down in your journal in blood.
No. Trucker Joe, they're, you know, they're, don't listen to them. I appreciate the flowers, but obviously there's not room for a relationship here. So
what do you mean? Why not?
He's, okay, I'm not.
The trucker from California that just called you thought was hot, and you were like, come to town. Now
you
all of a sudden, Trucker Joe.
You are interested in that, I think.
With Trucker Joe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good dude. Yeah. Trucker Joe, please call us anytime. You know, we like you. Yeah. And thanks for being, you know, part of the group and sending flowers to Amy. That was super kind.
Yep. Oh, and I want to let you know, I will not be at the show this year because I will be in Oklahoma.
And what show are we talking? What show are we talking about?
Million Dollar Show, probably.
But I will be at your Million Dollar Show next year.
Oh, Million Dollar Show.
Okay, got it. All right, Trucker Joe, TJ.
And I'm going to try to get backstage.
Oh, well, don't do that. Well. No, you should walk. Like, work. Later. Trucker Joe, will you give us a little honk honk, a little toot toot?
Well, only if you let me get backstage next year, I'll meet y'all.
Oh, then there's no toot toot for us. I can't promise something a year out. There you go. All right.
Got it anyway.
Trucker Joe, you're the man. You're the man, Trucker Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
I give you the anyways.
And I give you the whistle.
Have a great day.
You too. See you, Trucker Joe. We like you a lot. Call us anytime.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Andrew's this guy. He's older, but he kept falling. And so one of his friends is like, you should get a big dog. And like, if it's chill and it's with you, like a cane, but the dog will always be there for support and balance. And so he's like, all right. So he goes to shelter and he meets Peanut. Peanut's a 2-year-old Great Dane. Holy crap, Great Danes are big. We were having lunch the other day and a Great Dane came up to the table. Just kind of walked by. The head was above the table looking down at us.
Huge. Yeah.
Like
they're awesome.
I wouldn't name my Great Dane Peanut, though.
You would if it was
cute,
ironic.
Yeah.
Like a small person named Beanpole.
Right.
So Peanut had been at the shelter since November, and he was like, I think I'll go with Peanut. And so here's what happened. He fell. Peanut wasn't with him when he got home. He fell. And so Peanut was like, well, crap, what do? Peanut goes and takes the guy's head and kind of lifts it up and then pushes him into a sitting position, like pushes him up. Like the dog pushes the guy up.
Oh my gosh.
How did Peanut even know that?
Wouldn't know how to do that.
How do I pee? Yeah.
Pee on you.
Yeah. So Andrew's positive Peanut saved his life, and he's extremely grateful for his companion because once he got to sit up, he could actually grab stuff, which he pulled the phone over and got help. So the dog and the human are now inseparable, and here we go. Here's a clip.
I mean, I love the dog with all my heart. I mean, he saved my life. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for him at this point. I probably wouldn't buy him a Ferrari because I don't think he could drive one.
That's a good one.
I got it, buddy. Zing, zing, zing. Peanut shout out, Andrew shout out. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is Lunchbox's segment idea. I owe an apology to blank. Why, what happened?
I owe an apology to my five-year-old son because late last week, he had a fever for a couple days, and, you know, I'm like, okay, so you're sick. And he's like, oh, I don't feel good. Great. Well, the fever goes away, and he's still like, oh, moaning and whining. And I'm like, dude, you're not sick anymore. You don't have a fever. So we finally took him to the doctor yesterday because he was still whining and moaning. He has pneumonia.
Oh.
And you were challenging that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, like, you can quit acting sick. You know what I mean? It's the weekend. Let's go out and play. Like, quit. Like,
how old is he?
He's five.
Yeah, five-year-olds don't really play that game.
I mean, it's my first time with a five-year-old. Don't know that.
Like, they'd rather play, you know, than, like, be like, oh, I'm sick.
Yeah. I mean, he just sat there on the couch like,
Is he okay, though, aside from you not believing him? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. They said it's just, it probably started out as a normal cold. Some bacteria got stuck.
Yeah.
Develops into pneumonia.
You got it.
I mean, because when you went to the doctor, I went to the doctor, and, you know, usually they do the little thing on the chest, like, boop, boop, yep, real quick.
Yeah.
And he lingered. And lingered.
And you started to feel bad.
And lingered. And I'm like, well, this ain't normal. And he goes, are you ready for it? And I'm like, what? He goes, pneumonia. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Did you apologize to your kid or you just
immediately
only doing it? You did, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I am so sorry, bud. I'm so sorry. You said you weren't feeling good, but you didn't have a fever. So he's like, I just don't feel good, Dada. I'm like, yeah, my bad. My apologies. So
there we go.
I apologize to my five-year-old son. Pneumonia is a silent sickness.
I owe an apology to blank. Eddie.
Yeah, it's funny. Lunchbox brought this up because I'd like to apologize to Lunchbox.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I really didn't mean for this to happen. But remember when he came on the show and said he stole somebody's mail and they hadn't picked it up? They hadn't claimed their mail in forever and it was a bottle of wine.
The general manager of the local.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I thought about paying it back and like stealing one of his packages.
One of Lunchbox's packages.
Yes, and I held it under my desk for like months.
Do you know this? What is he going to say?
No, I have no idea.
No, so he has no idea.
Okay.
And I held it for months, and I was just like, oh, I'll submit it in the show. It'd be funny. Ha ha, I held this package for a month. Somebody cleaned our area. It's gone. I don't know where your mail is. Lunchbox, I'm so sorry,
what
dude.
Was the package?
I have no idea.
You just grabbed one.
It said to Lunchbox, and I was like, oh, I'll just hold this, and he'll never know he had it, and I'll be like, ah, I got you back.
Surely somebody.
So maybe that's where my credit card went, and I never received it. I had to tell the bank.
It wouldn't come as to Lunchbox,
your
though.
Credit card? No, this is a package.
Surely someone would just throw out a package with Lunchbox's name on it.
It might have been, like, because I remember he did another bit where he got mad at an artist for not sending him something.
Yeah.
There might have been
any artist.
There's been multiple of those, though.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Lunchbox.
You accept it?
No.
Okay. Amy?
Well, mine's also an apology to Lunchbox.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys realize how rude you are to me. This is a great segment. We should do this once a week.
Well, no. I mean, I think that there's room for repair here. Okay,
we'll
I was approached about doing an event, and then they asked me to talk to you about it, like to like do it together, maybe. And then I forgot that part, and then I didn't reach out to you.
Oh, but you did.
And now
it
I feel like you might be booked.
Oh, so they booked him anyway.
Oh, that's good.
No, he might not be available to go because he needs to probably schedule this out.
It's a paid thing
with his family, and it is a paid thing. I'm hoping we can still figure it out, but
is it because you didn't want to do it with them?
No, not at all. I literally just forgot. So I'm sorry. Of course, I want him to get paid for something.
One person stealing your package? One person stealing your money?
Lunchbox, I
apologize.
No,
I'm sorry,
dude. I still want this to work out, but I think that you may have to switch around your schedule, but it'll work out.
Well, I'd like to apologize. I'd like to apologize to Lunchbox.
Oh, you too?
Amy!
Yeah, the kid he was talking about earlier? Uh-huh. My son.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's a big one.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey,
he does sound like you, bud.
Could be true, because the other day in the car, he said, Dad, will you turn on the music? And I mean, that's weird.
Because you don't like music.
Yeah, I was like, that's not my DNA.
I'd like to apologize to the FedEx guy.
Oh, what happened?
He shows up to the house and he's got to unpack 30 boxes every single time of all this memorabilia. And I mean, it's stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks.
That's on you. Yeah.
No, I think that's better for him because he doesn't have as many stops. I think a FedEx guy would rather have one house with 30 packages than 30 houses with one package each.
Okay, so I think you're doing to my wife then.
Yeah, there you go.
For all the stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks, because I just leave them and I slowly get to them, and there are boxes everywhere. And I'm trying to get through them, and there are baseball cards and football cards all over the kitchen table. And I'm just organizing them right now.
And also, who breaks down the cardboard boxes right. and folds them neatly for the recycle to take them away?
Nobody. And here's why. I'm stacking them because when I sell all this stuff back on eBay, I'm putting them back in the boxes. So there's just like there's Mount Boxmore in our garage. Oh, I'm sorry for that too, to my wife.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're getting there.
Getting there.
That's all. Anybody else have an apology? Morgan?
Yeah, I do. I need to apologize to my soon-to-be brother-in-law.
Okay.
So I was hosting a bridal shower for my sister this weekend, and I had planned the newlywed game, and he was going to be on the TV in a video he did, and she was answering the questions in person. Well, the video of him wasn't working, so I was like, well, I'll just FaceTime him, and we'll live stream it on the TV. He didn't realize he was being broadcast to all 22 women there, and he was in his boxers. He was changing on the TV, like in front of my mom, his mom, and like everybody was mortified, but there was lots of laughter. So he was just chilling in his boxers.
But he answered his boxers when you called him?
That's weird.
No, so like he was moving around. No, I had FaceTime and he was like showing his face, but then he was like, hey, I got a lot of things to do. Like, I'm busy right now.
Yeah, sounds like there's another apology needs to be given.
No.
Morgan to our sister. All right. Raymundo, anything?
Yeah, the building owners here, I had some bigger boxes, speaking of boxes, and I threw them in the dumpster. And I guess they got mad that they were in the dumpster and they had my name on them, so they took them and threw them on the doorstep. So sorry to the building owners. I was illegally dumping.
Got you.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
They just took them out of the garbage and threw them on the door here?
Yeah, yeah, and then the engineers said they handled it for me. So sorry to the engineers, too.
Dang, got him.
Yeah, I didn't know my name was on those boxes.
But look at us, all apologizing. We're all growing.
Yeah, man.
Lunchbox is a big loser here, though.
I lost a lot.
Package in the mail and lost a
paid gig.
I mean, I'm thankful for this segment because I feel better now that I...
No, you didn't know what the gig is! And you did it under the guise of a bit, so it's not real.
Right, because I was feeling really bad, and now I've gotten to apologize.
And now you get to, like, talk about it without randomly bringing it up and it being awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I could have just ignored it.
For sure. Yeah. We're going to play Name the Celebrity Voice Actor. So if I were to play you Woody in Toy Story, hit it.
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear.
That celebrity voice actor would be
Tom Hanks.
Very good. No points given. We have 7 of these. Write your answer down. Here we go. The first one.
Oh, this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
The donkey from Shrek. Who's the voice of the donkey from Shrek?
Oh, this is going to be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy looks confused.
I am.
Really? You don't know donkey?
Good. What do you have?
Chris Rock.
Lunchbox?
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's it.
Eddie?
That's Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, comedian.
Next up, go.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do? Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim. I love to swim.
That is Dory from Finding Nemo.
Oh,
I'm gonna give you just a few more seconds of that. Here you go.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do? Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Name that celebrity voice actor.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
I'll write this one down. Let's try it.
Lunchbox?
Ellen DeGeneres.
You nailed it.
Okay.
Seriously?
Good job, Possum. Eddie?
Possum. Ellen.
Amy?
Ellen.
Good job, good job. This next one is Marty from Madagascar.
Circus, Afro Circus, Afro Circus, Afro. Poke it up, Afro.
Oh, that's funny.
This is Marty the zebra from Madagascar.
Circus, Afro Circus, Afro Circus, Afro. Poke it up, Afro.
In for the win.
That's funny. I don't even know the movie, but I know from the preview. That's funny. Amy.
Chris Rock.
Lunchbox.
Chris Rock.
Eddie.
That's Chris Rock.
Correct. The next one's the genie from Aladdin.
In a few millennia, give me some tassel. Yo, yo. Say, you're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger. Look at me.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Whoa.
One more time.
In a few millennia, give me some tassel. Say, you're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger. Look at me.
Funny. Name that celebrity voice actor. Is he possuming?
I have his first name.
Huh?
Ooh, you can get by with his last name, but not his first name.
Oh!
Lunchbox, need an answer? What do you have for first name?
It's Ken.
Incorrect.
Dr. Ken.
Incorrect.
Interesting.
I don't know who Dr. Ken even is.
Yeah, he's the guy from The Hangover.
Yeah, he's the guy that jumps out of the trunk.
He's in Masked Singer. He's like one of the judges.
Ken Jeong?
Yeah. That's his name.
No, that's not who it is. Eddie.
I have Robin Williams.
Correct.
Don't remember him?
I didn't sound like him at all.
Amy?
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Can I hear one more
listen
time?
Again. Yeah, yeah.
In a few millennia, give me some tassel. Yeah, yo.
Say, you're a lot smaller than my last master.
Oh, so he's the second guy talking?
No, no. He's both.
He's both.
Yeah. That first one sounds like Dr. Ken.
Same dude.
Okay. Next up, here we go.
I am awaiting a knight so bold as to rescue me. But wait, Sir Knight, this beeth our first meeting. Should it not be a wonderful, romantic moment? Hey, what are you doing? You should...
That's Princess Fiona in Shrek. I'm going to play the first 10 seconds again.
I am awaiting a knight so bold as to rescue me. But wait, Sir Knight.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Got that.
Okay, I'm in.
Not Eddie, no?
Nah, I got something.
Since you seem the most confused, I do like to go to the most confused first. Eddie?
Cameron Diaz?
Correct, Cameron Diaz. He played Possum.
Oh, were you Possum?
Yeah, yeah.
You showing him what it feels like?
Yeah,
Amy?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, good.
I really didn't play Possum, though.
Funny. Yeah, you did.
You play Possum all the time, though.
I swear...
You've never played Possum on the show.
No, I have before, but I swear on my mother, I did not on Ellen.
But the problem is you do it so much, we think you're doing it. All right, next up, this is Frozone in The Incredibles.
I mean, you tell me you are a super, mega, ultra lightning babe, that's all right with me. I'm good.
The public is in danger! You tell me what I saw this woman!
What?
Which one are we doing?
That's the same person doing both those. Two different parts, I believe.
Can we hear
that's
one more
Frozone time? From The Incredibles.
I mean, you tell me you are a super, mega, ultra lightning babe, that's all right with me. I'm good.
The public is in danger! You tell me when I saw this woman!
Two different parts there. Same person.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Play it again.
5 seconds. No, thank you.
Oh, I heard the second one. I felt like...
Score Amy 5, Eddie 5, Lunchbox 4.
Oh man, that's tough.
That second one, I felt like I heard it. If you could play it one more time.
Time. Lunchbox, need a guess?
I got a guess.
Go ahead.
Don Cheadle.
Incorrect. Eddie?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Amy?
Samuel Jackson.
Dang it. Correct.
Woo!
No L in yours, though? Just Samuel Jackson? Oh, right. Sam Jack?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that okay?
It's fine. Yeah, it's just Jackson. Mr. Jackson.
Oh, Sam J.
The only time I won't accept a last name only is if they're specific, for like a Roosevelt. You go Roosevelt, I'm like, are you talking about Theodore?
Yeah.
Talking about Eleanor? You talking about name another Roosevelt?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy?
Alvin.
Well, that'd be Theodore. Okay. Now you're doing chipmunks. Okay, next up.
You know, because thunder always comes after lightning. Ka-pow!
Ka-chow! Ka-chow! That is Lightning McQueen in Cars. The celebrity is voicing that.
I'm in.
Hit it again.
One more time.
You know, because thunder always comes after lightning. Ka-pow! Ka-pow! Ka-chow! Ka-chow!
I'm in.
That's Lightning McQueen.
You actually can't win.
So I know, but I'd still like to guess.
And we are going to let you, but I'm not going to hold I'm not going to hold the whole game hostage for you.
We're not
so
holding
I need
on.
An answer.
So come on, man.
Goodness, man.
Answer, yeah. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, your answer, please.
Tom Hanks.
Incorrect. Eddie.
Owen Wilson.
Amy?
Owen Wilson.
Correct.
How would you guys know Owen Wilson's voice?
Because he's in a lot of
very
movies.
Very distinct, actually.
Sudden Death.
Talks like this.
No, not Sudden Death. We have a 3 tiebreaker challenge between Amy and Eddie. Ready?
Has Next Eddie one. Missed
what?
Any?
Yeah, 7-7.
I have not missed any.
Yeah, no. Well, I missed one, so he should have won. He should win.
You know what? There's a commercial where the kid's like, no, coach, it was out on me. You ever see that? Where it's like, be honest, integrity.
Amy's doing that right now?
Yeah, she's doing that right now because on my scoreboard, I have Amy 7, Eddie 7.
Yeah, but remember I missed?
Yeah, you missed.
And if you missed one, then you're just being honest right here.
Eddie
Murphy.
Wait, wait, wait. If you're being honest, though, you deserve to stay in the game.
Well, I'm being honest, I missed 2.
Too late. Too late now.
What do you mean?
So, Eddie didn't miss a single one?
No, man. I'm undefeated.
Then I guess you are the winner. Yeah. Amy, you're the winner at life.
But let her play. Let her play. Let's finish this up. Sudden
are you,
death.
But are you putting... I'm not going to let her play unless you're saying it's even. It's a scoring mess up and you'll continue.
Oh, I think Amy's wrong. It's even.
Okay.
You guys messed
then
up
then
the
we
score.
Have it still
it's
even. Yes. Let's go on to sudden death. Eddie and Amy, here we go.
Did you say
you're
our
not
name?
Playing.
No. Well, there'll be three of them.
Write
it down. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
This is so exciting. Oh, look at all of this. So cool. Wow. I can't believe I'm actually here.
That's Mavis and Hotel Transylvania.
What the?
One other career does again?
This is so exciting. Oh, look at all of this. So cool. Wow. I can't believe I'm actually here.
I should have just won.
Just kidding.
Yeah, you should have
just taken the win.
Yeah.
So
well,
dumb.
I don't know what it is either.
Okay. Answer, Eddie.
Selena Gomez.
Amy?
Selena Gomez.
It's who it is.
Hey!
Nice job. All right, two left. Go ahead, next one.
Just get down here and see for yourself. I gotta go. This is it, Miss Carly. Get your scaly tail downstairs and throw those doors open wide.
That's Buster Moon in Sing, the cartoon Sing. Go ahead one more time.
Just get down here and see for yourself. I gotta go. This is it, Miss Carly. Get your scaly tail downstairs and throw those doors open wide.
Guys?
I'm in.
I am.
Amy?
I'm in. Matthew McConaughey?
Eddie?
Dang, Matthew McConaughey. Right. This is crazy. We're still tied.
There's one left. We'll do speed round. Buzz in your name.
Oh, no. I'm going to lose this thing.
Here we go.
Look who jumped 40 school buses and landed back into my life. Who's the cowboy? Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman. Huh. Oh, yeah. Huh. Huh. Yes. Huh? Oh, yeah. What brings you back, Pete?
That's Duke Kaboom from Toy Story 4. One more time.
Look who jumped 40 school buses and landed back into my life. Who's the cowboy? Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman. Huh. Oh, yeah. Huh. Huh. Yes. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Amy?
What brings you back, Pete?
Keanu Reeves.
Winner.
What? She won?
She won. And she was honest. Wow. Amy, nice job.
That's so dope.
Here's voicemail number one from last night.
How come there's so many bananas? Because one banana bread. Love you all. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah.
One banana bread.
One banana bread. Got it. All right. Here's Rachel.
I was just calling now since Amy's birthday has passed. I feel like I can call and bring this up. I don't know if I missed it maybe, but wasn't she supposed to watch all the Saw movies on a certain timeline? Did I miss that? Did we pass it? Thanks. Love the show.
Have you finished them?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I think the timeline went out the window when Eddie took forever to do his.
I don't think we've ever thrown a timeline out the window officially.
Oh, okay. Well, let's throw it out the window.
No. There are 10 of them, Mike. How many have you seen?
I need to see 6, 7, 8, 9, 4. So I've seen 6.
You've watched 10.
I've watched 10 accidentally.
Okay. So today is the 26th.
I watched it out of order.
By April 10th, I need you to watch the final 4 Saw movies.
Okay, cool.
Plenty of time.
Plenty.
Okay. We're not throwing the timeline out the window. We're giving her an extension.
Which I appreciate because 10 Saw movies.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
One is enough.
Some people really like the show, the movie.
I'm not into horror films.
Let us know.
So much. Okay, thanks.
Next up.
I listen to you guys every day at work. But my boss came in today and said that you guys scream too much, so I can't play this no more because everybody else hears it. Can we just tone down the screaming a little bit? Thank you.
I think probably it's games.
Yeah, probably.
It's winning games.
We get intense in games.
We will not be able to tone it down.
Oh, man, that's tough.
But we're very sorry, and we hope that you can just lower your volume.
Oh, that's right. She has a volume she can control.
Or... if you need some earbuds, call up, leave your message. I'll send you some earbuds if you can listen at work. This is a gift from me to you. I appreciate that. And maybe you need a new boss. How about that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A new job.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a lot of people think that OnlyFans is just, you know, people make a bunch of money if they
show their
do
butts.
Things. Yeah, yeah. Like stuff like that. But this one woman made $1 million last year just... calling men stupid.
Yeah, but was she showing her butt while she did it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I checked that.
So she would just say, like, you're stupid.
So she's like a dominate. Like,
yeah.
No, she's demeaning to men online, but I just saw it as, like, she'll say, you're an idiot. Like, stop being so stupid. You're dumb.
I imagine she's wearing something. You can look her up. I don't know. I imagine she's sending videos and she's not in, like, a turtleneck.
Right.
You
know? That's true.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't have OnlyFans, so I can't look her up, but... Yeah, a guy send her a list of names to call him.
But some guys are into that. Mostly it's like really powerful guys who, like heads of companies, CEOs, who always boss people around, and all of a sudden they're like, I want to be bossed around. That's always who it is.
So weird.
Supposedly, yeah.
So OnlyFans is lit. It always ties back to something.
Not always, but, and they tried to change the branding a bit and go to kind of what Patreon's doing, and then they thought they're not going to make any money doing that because OnlyFans is a business. And so now they're like, we know what we are. Let's go. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking she's not wearing
what's her name, Amy?
A Mickey Mouse costume telling guys they're idiots making money.
Sharna Beckman.
Sharna?
Mm-hmm. She was a dental assistant, and she quit that job because she was making way more money doing this.
Lunchbox is Googling her?
Oh, yeah. We're going to
find... just logged in.
Oh, he logged in. It's auto-log?
No way.
Okay. Yeah, she's not.
Okay.
Look at her, Eddie.
Okay, yeah. My bad. Yeah.
She's not wearing that.
Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm telling... Yeah. She's
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, now we know. Yeah. I thought something different.
She could probably be telling guys anything and they'd pay.
Yeah, she'd tell me hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, restaurants are now adding non-refundable deposits for reservations. Fancier restaurants have been doing this for quite some time. But now, according to CBS News, a lot of just average restaurants are going to start doing this. You may have to put $50 down to hold your spot, but when you show up, it'll be taken out of your bill.
Which makes sense, because if you make a reservation, you don't show up, it costs them money because they hold that table.
So just be prepared that this is likely the future.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then George Jones's wife, she wrote a book, Nancy. It's called Playing Possum. And in it, she revealed, and y'all may know this because y'all are big George Jones fans, but I had no idea, that the reason why he didn't get on the plane with Patsy Cline when it crashed, y'all know?
No.
Okay, well, apparently Patsy, after she performs, she had fried chicken waiting for her. And George... that was a time where he is drinking and he didn't really pay attention or care. So he went and ate the fried chicken, and Patsy got mad at him. And come time for them to get on the plane, she was like, take off, leave him. She was mad because he ate her fried chicken. Wow. And so the fried chicken.
Been that with Eddie before, just a little different. New Orleans.
Not fried chicken.
Yeah, not fried chicken. He just wasn't there on time. So leave him. Leave the guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that
and that's why it wasn't in a plane crash. Yeah.
Saved his life.
All right.
It's crazy. You go. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So a dad is in the hospital. I mean, he's, you know, near death. Okay.
Like hospice?
It's not the good part.
Or just like he was injured or something?
He's in the hospital. Okay. I mean, yeah, he's near his end of life. But he wanted to see his daughter get married. So with the ICU staff, a wedding planning company, they put together a wedding for his daughter and her, you know, soon-to-be husband. And the dad got to witness it there.
That's cool.
That's really something special because...
it's bittersweet.
Yeah, and I think that after he saw that, it's like this, in his body. It's like, okay, you can let go now. So a few days later, he passed away. But it's such a beautiful memory for their family.
I agree with that. This story kind of makes me sad. But I think it's 49% sad, 51% tell me something good.
I agree. Like, that was the hard part because he did pass away, and I could leave that out. But it's a big part of the story because I think it's beautiful how sometimes your body... your body knows. It's like, okay, I got what I needed and I'm ready to go.
Well, I was going
to
say, I think it's beautiful that a wedding planner was like, I'll help out. That's
awesome. Yeah, that part too. And the ICU
nurses.
Amy's
like going all death and I'm like, I like the nurses in the hospital.
That's just the obvious part. Yeah, it's great.
It's obvious. Yeah, that's why I go. I chase obvious. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.